M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The House made history today, failing to elect a speaker when members voted. It's the first time that's happened in 100 years. And then it happened again and again. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane from Capitol Hill.
Kevin McCarthy told us his party, his conference remain unified. But after three ballots of voting for House Speaker, it's the opposition that remains unified. 20 members of the House Republican Conference not voting for Kevin McCarthy, complicating his trajectory towards the speakership.
The House just adjourned until noon Eastern time tomorrow. The suspect accused of killing four University of Idaho students is returning to the state after waiving extradition. CBS's Nikki Batiste was inside the Pennsylvania courtroom.
Ryan Koberger will be extradited to Idaho. Could be as early as tonight, could take 10 days. We do not know yet. Once he's there, we understand that the probable cause affidavit will be unsealed, and that's critical because we might finally see facts in this case, physical evidence, a potential motive.
The founder of cryptocurrency platform FTX was also in court.
Turn out, boys. Turn out.
Mayhem outside the courthouse in downtown Manhattan, where Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to charges that he defrauded customers out of millions of dollars worth of digital assets. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York has charged the 30-year-old with 8 counts of fraud, money laundering, and other financial crimes. Gary Wang, who co-founded FTX, and former Alameda CEO Carolyn Ellison have already pleaded guilty to fraud charges and are expected to testify against Bankman-Fried. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
There's reaction from the White House after the Southwest Airlines debacle.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
Look, Southwest Airlines failed its customers.
And Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration will hold the airline accountable for its pre-Christmas meltdown. The company says beyond refunds for canceled flights, it will reimburse passengers for costs they incurred to get where they needed to go.
The Transportation Department is watching. They're monitoring this very, very closely to ensure that this all happens.
Jean-Pierre says the administration might pursue fines if Southwest fails to live up to its promises.
Storms that brought severe flooding to parts of California are hitting the South. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen with the forecast.
There is an enhanced risk of severe weather that runs from eastern sections of Louisiana and around the bayou down through southern sections of Mississippi and into southern Alabama.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition after collapsing on the field during last night's game against Cincinnati. On this first day of trading in the new year, stocks lost ground. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natner with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers is sworn into his second term today in Madison, yet nearly 180 people appointed to state agency boards and commissions by the governor still have not been confirmed by the state Senate. Shortly after winning re-election in November, Evers told reporters he's asked Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu to make clear what needs to be done to get those appointees confirmed. LeMahieu has said he'd at least be willing to refer more of those appointments to committee hearings, which may or may not lead to a full vote before the Senate. Until recently, a former Governor Walker appointee to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, Fred Prenn, refused to step down. After his term expired, he finally stepped down on December 30th. The governor's pick to replace Prenn, Sandra D. Nast, still has not been approved by the Wisconsin State Senate. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more, weekday mornings from 6 to 8, all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
W. More at Hazel's NETOGO.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And as people who listen to us daily might know, this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice here in Minnesota.
So, hey, you know, today I went to the round dance at the Capitol, Ogama, and the Native American candidates were elected and reelected got sworn in after that. So it was a very festive day, along with blinding snow here in the Twin Cities. So we got about 8 to 10 inches, and we're going to have a couple more in the next few days. So how are things up there?
You know, we're in another winter storm warning here in most of Minnesota. And I just want to remind everybody to remember your elders, parents of young children, relatives with limited movement or health needs, and our unhoused relatives at this time. If you can, support your community, support those around you that might need help moving snow, getting around, getting rides to places, or who must live out in the elements. If you have the means to support those members of the community, you definitely should. It would be the right thing to do as we come into yet another winter storm, winter storm part 96 this year, right, Robert?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was funny, Wendy and I were talking about, it's like, wow, it's just turned like January and go, this has really been a long winter already.
It has, yeah. And we're not even quite halfway through, I think. I mean, it's winter till April here in Minnesota. So.
Exactly. Hey, so why don't we get with the news? And then we got a jam-packed show. Who do we have today? We have Nancy Bolio later on, and Marissa
Cummings.
And
we also have Marissa Cummings.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to her.
Yeah, she's the president of the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and she does a lot of really wonderful work for the community. I'm really excited to have her on and talk about the work that she's doing and the things that she had experienced today as well, because you and her were both at the round dance at the Minnesota State Capitol today to celebrate the swearing in of Representatives Kozlowski, Keeler, and Becker Finn, as well as the swearing in of State Senator now Mary Kunish and the Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan as well. So,
yeah, definitely. Well, let her rip there. We're having a little trouble hearing you. You're coming in and out. I don't know if you can just like hook up your mic or stare at the, get closer to the microphone on your computer.
Interesting. I guess I'm not entirely sure why. Oh, wait, hold on. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, everybody who's watching, pretend that didn't happen, okay? Bonjour, relatives. It's a Monday on a Tuesday for Ogama, who did not have her mic in front of her face. I was thinking I was using a different microphone, and here we are. So before we get into the story that I have today, Robert, I just want to talk a little bit about it. And I'm hesitant to bring up stories like this. It's along the lines of the pretendian theme, or non-Indigenous people pretending to be Indigenous when they in fact are not. And I'm leery to bring this up as somebody who's an Indigenous person with fair skin, and who up until recently wasn't super able to be connected to her culture, and even now is a little bit disconnected from her reservation. I know who my family is, but unfortunately, due to blood quantum, I wasn't actually able to be enrolled until a few years ago. And I know that there have been times in my own life where people have questioned my identity as a Native person and my heritage from the Red Lake Nation here in Northern Minnesota. And it's hurtful that those things happen, especially when we have a lot of relatives who are maybe a little bit disconnected, who are descendants that, you know, celebrate their culture, but maybe are unable to be enrolled. I really think that those types of conversations are harmful. But in this case, it was a really blatant case of somebody pretending to be Native when they were in fact white. There was an Indigenous artist named Kay LeClaire, who was actually turned out to be non-Indigenous. She came on the scene in about 2017, excuse me, but really started to get more notice in the community starting in 2020. And this is over in Madison, Wisconsin. She claimed that she had been Métis, Oneida, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, Cuban, and Jewish heritage, and also identified as a two-spirit person. And LeClaire was a member and co-owner of Gige, I think is how you say it. It's an Indigenous artist collaborative artist collective. And she earned artist stipends, paid residency at the University of Wisconsin. She got a place on the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force in Wisconsin, had a lot of speaking gigs and art exhibitions, and then a platform and trust in the community based on an ethnic identity that was completely fabricated. LeClaire did not want to be interviewed by Madison 365, which is whose story I'm taking my information from right now, but she did issue an apology stating that a lot of information has come to her attention and she's still processing it all and does not yet know how to respond adequately, and that moving forward her efforts will be towards reducing harm and following the directions provided by Native community members and community specified proxies. She's no longer using the Ojibwe name given to her and removing herself from community spaces, positions, projects, and grants, and will not seek new ones, and is planning on redistributing back into the community any cultural items she received either to the original makers or gift givers whenever possible, or elsewhere to members determined by the community. She has not answered any follow-up questions. It was discovered that she was non-Indigenous from a New Age fraud forum and a message from Advanced Smite, who spoke with Madison 365 but asked to remain anonymous for fear of exposing LeClaire and several other pretendians, is the common name people would use for this. But they just so happened to feel that something was a little bit off with this person and did a little bit of online record research, as they happened to be a hobbyist genealogist, and discovered LeClaire's true lineage as German, Swedish, and French Canadian. And then when they confirmed, they posted it on their blog. Many members of Gige and the Madison community are frustrated and really feeling the hurt from this. You know, there's just so much wrong with the harm that this causes. It's a non-native person taking and making a profit for themselves using traditions that were for illegal for many years. Arvina Martin was interviewed as part of this, and she's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. And she said, to take our traditions and then make a name for your individual self is completely against Native values. And so many of our traditions were illegal for so long, it really just twists the knife to see that that happened with somebody that was trusted by the community. And, you know, Robert, I get so frustrated when I see these types of things. You know, I think that there's a lot of non-Indigenous people who are out there making action and doing good work as allies to the Indigenous community, but to see somebody blatantly lie and say that they're Indigenous and turn around and make a profit off of it is just really, really painful. And Robert, I don't know if you have anything to say on this before we go to commercial.
Well, it's upsetting. And we know in the years past that groups get money from grants and mm-hmm. As just calling themselves Indian, and so this is not new, but it's always shattering and shakes my bones, Ogma, when I hear somebody as prominent as that in Madison as a pretendian. You know, like you said earlier, we're not here to out people, that's not our job, but this just came up through the news wire, and very, very destructive. And so we should probably take a break. I'm so upset, but you know.
Yeah. And for anybody wondering the like real world implications of this, there's a legislative hopeful in Montana named Drew Zinnaker, who's a staffer right now for Representative Braxton Mitchell, who's a Republican for Columbia Falls in Montana. And they asked during a press conference yesterday if the reservations want to say they are independent countries, but they want a lot of handouts, why are we counting their ballots? Basically questioning whether or not tribes living on reservations in Montana should be able to vote in state elections. So there's really real-world implications for these problems.
We'll be right back with Marissa Cummings. Stay with us, please.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MinSure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MinSure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNSure.org. MNSure.org.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Wow. Hey, we have Marissa Cummings in the background there. I think she's bouncing her laptop here on live radio. Hey, I just got to say something to Ogma before we get with you, Marissa. This show works a lot better with a microphone, doesn't it?
It sure does, yes.
Yeah. We had, you probably missed this, Marissa, but Ogama was starting to do the news without her microphone, and it was like there was no smoke signals or anything. But first of all, can you hear us okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you really well. Hey, I'm really excited to have you on, and I know time's limited for you, but I'm really excited to have you on because every time I see you and talk to you, I learn something from you. And I just want to say, this is Marissa Cummings, president of the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Minnesota Twin Cities, and we're all over the nation here, and I don't know. I just want to sit back and learn some more from you because I think we talked a little bit today about not only your work, but kind of how to do things in a good way, you know. And I know we've kind of gotten a little backlash here in the last couple of weeks because my land acknowledgement is always give us our land back. And then nobody asks me to do a land acknowledgement anymore, which is kind of the idea. But again, welcome. I'm talking too much. I think it's all that coffee I had at the Capitol.
Well, you had a busy day today. It was an exciting day. Yeah, I think that you're right on point. I'm asked to do land acknowledgements too, and I often talk about why I don't do them. And I think that I know how they started. I know how they started in Canada. I understand, you know, the Canadian tribal community's relationship with removal was different than ours here. And I think we have to really fully understand before we jump on board and just get really excited about things. And because I was excited when I heard about land acknowledgements, I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And then I really started to think critically and reflect on it. And I realized that it's just a evolution of the settler colonial mindset of land possession and ownership. And that there has to be a better way that we can do this and a better way that we can acknowledge all of the people in the relationship with all of our human and non-human relatives that are all around us. And there just has to be a thoughtful, intentional way that we go about things. And always, if we don't know, just always, you know, offering tobacco and asking. And I think that's because I don't know everything. I don't know much of anything. But what I know that it's important for me to try and teach and gift other people to carry that teaching forward. So
yeah, and you do, and it's exciting too. We talked about your applique on your dress when I met you at Clyde's funeral, or met you again because, you know, I got a good memory, but it's short because I'm an old junior elder, you know. You know, how the Winnebago, we're all over Wisconsin live, and maybe you could fill our relatives how, because we have a lot of white allies that listen to the show, and fill them in on our relationships that we've had over the years.
Well, I think that kinship is essential to our entire identity as Indian people. Kinship and relationship, and we see a lot of this even what's happening right now with a lot of pretend Indian or what we'd say are people that are exploiting our kindness and our openness as Indian people to take on an identity that is not their own and then exploit it. So our relationship, I think, as Maha people, so I'm Omaha, and Maha means the people who went upstream, and it refers to a point. Maybe we have many creation stories, right? Like our creation stories are circular, not linear. And it refers to when we were crossing the Mississippi River at the headwaters, and half of our people went downstream, which became the Ogakpa or the Quapa, and then later split to the Osage, the Ka. And then the other group that stayed upstream because the current changed. And that is the Umaha, and then later the Ponca. And so that larger group was named something else.
They weren't Omaha. They weren't Ponca. They weren't Osage. They were Wajaje. They were named something else. And I think that larger group came from an even larger group, which encompassed the Iowa, the Oto, and the Hutongda, or what you say, Hutongda. So that relationship we have with one another is so important to think about, even in our tribal communities, to view each other as relatives, and that we treated, we fought just like relatives do. We fight sometimes, we get along sometimes, but for us as Maha people, half of our reservation was ceded to the Winnebago tribe of Nebraska, or the Ho-Chunk people that were displaced, put onto steamships along with the Dakota relatives, taken to Crow Creek, and then they had the foresight and the innovation to come down the stream, or down the river, to where our people were, and then they live there now. So that's a beautiful story of relationship and survival for some of the Ho-Chunk people that were exiled, as well as Dakota people from the state of Minnesota, which, as we know, is still on the books.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful story because your nation reached out to ours and helped ours, because basically they were put on a rock to die, and you guys took them, you know, as a good relative, not under your wing, but helped them out. And the Ho-Chunk of Nebraska are still there and still thriving.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I've had different people up north. We like start talking Ho-Chunk to me, and I don't understand it, but I know that it's Ho-Chunk. And I'm always like, no, I'm Omaha. But I know that the applique that we wear, that the floral work is something that is just beautiful, that I know the Ho-Chunk are known for. And but yeah, it's part of our regalia as well as Maha women. So.
Yeah, perfect. I was wondering, too, because we only got a few minutes left here, if you could tell us a little bit about the Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis.
Well, the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center has been around since the 1980s, and it's a gift to really be able to be part of the evolution, I think, of the center. And it is a place, we have about 50 employees, and we have services for our people, our women and their families, our community, that range outside of just Minneapolis, that range across the state and sometimes the region. So we offer services, everything from services for our unsheltered relatives with a drop-in center, to assistance with domestic violence, sexual assault survivor groups that are all culturally centered and rooted in our way of life. We have an IOP program, or intensive outpatient treatment program, as well as Healing Journey, which is another version of a peer support group. And we also do have things just for everyday people that just want to come and do a ribbon skirt, or we may have a moccasin making class. We did a pache earring making class, which I'm sure you appreciate, the Ho-Chunk earrings. And just, you know, ways for Indian women to connect with one another in a good way, to build relationships and also center our culture and our way of life.
So do you have like a website or anything out there that we could send people to across Turtle Island, and myself, because, you know, I want to pierce my other ear again and make some earrings. Ho-wa.
Well, it's really a simple one. It's miwrc.org. So www.miwrc.org, and you'll see a lot of the different programming that we have, as well as how to donate to our organization and the work that we do.
Well, I really appreciate you stopping in, and I really want to try and make this like a once a month or once every couple of weeks, because, you know, it's too short a time right now, because we could dig deep into your knowledge, and I could sit back here and learn and have a day off and listen to all the good words come from you.
Oh, well, I appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
And then, you know, I'm not buttering you up for that baseball cap you have. Ho-wah. Yeah.
Promise.
Great to see you. Let's talk real soon. Really great. We're with Marissa Cummings, president of the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. We'll be right back after this short break. Thanks again.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The House has adjourned until tomorrow at noon Eastern Time after holding three votes and failing to elect a speaker. Conservatives are blocking Kevin McCarthy.
So we may have a battle on the floor, but the battle is for the conference and the country, and that's fine with me.
The suspect accused of killing four University of Idaho students will be extradited back to the state after a hearing in Pennsylvania. CBS's Nikki Batiste on how investigators honed in on him.
CBS News has confirmed that an Ancestry DNA database was used to identify Brian Koberger. It wasn't a direct link. It was a family pool of DNA that helped link him to the case.
Bills player Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition after having a heart attack on the field during the Bengals game.
We're praying that he pulls through this and he makes it through this, as we hope that he will. And that's why we're here, you know, saying just because we're a Bengals fan doesn't mean we're not a fan of his.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Many schools around Wisconsin starting late today or not at all because of a potentially dangerous mix of rain, sleet, and snow this morning. The wintry mix causes slippery conditions on roads, parking lots, and sidewalks. Snow is in the forecast for tonight. Depending on where you are, you could get 1 to 3 inches. If you want to watch the Packers play the Lions at Lambeau Field Sunday night, it'll cost you. The NFL flexed the game to Sunday night since the win-or-go-home implication should be good for TV ratings. There are tickets, but they are expensive. Resale sites like StubHub have plenty of seats, but they're averaging at least $180 plus fees. In sports, the Bucks host Washington tonight, Wisconsin welcomes Minnesota, and Marquette is at St. John's. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
More at Hazel's and...
The shirts... I'm marching in, but when the shirts come kicking in,
this is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody, from Waukesha South High School. where our 3-4 black shirts, 3-2 in the conference, are at it again. And for the second game in a row against another great crosstown rival. This time it's from the parochial sector, the Catholic Memorial High, the Crusaders. Walk in just right down the street. Could walk here for the game. We'll be doing battle in half an hour. We're watching the tail end of the JV1 game. JV2 was victorious earlier and a big margin in the first ticket. In this second ticket here, Black Shirts are up by 14, the JV1 team, with 1:18 left. And Tejas Tawal, Yovani Perea, and teammates really put on a nice show today. It was really fun to watch. Wouldn't you agree, Connor?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Hey, we'd like to welcome those listeners from the Native Roots Radio Network to tonight's broadcast, as Black Shirt Nation is proudly represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the other banished children of Eve. Here in Black Shirt Nation, it is our honor and our duty to walk alongside our Native brethren through your struggles, triumphs, and achievements, and are proud to declare that Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. So we also welcome you to join us on our journey here of the Black Shirt basketball campaign as they look to defend their, how should we say it, improbable Classic 8 title after a long run of 60 straight conference losses earlier in the decade here. So another great story. This is really one of the great rivalries in Waukesha South sports. CMH versus South in basketball. The two teams split last year. For most of the season, that was South's only conference loss. A heartbreaker here at home. But they would get their vengeance later in the season with a big win at Catholic Memorial and another really ferocious battle, really great competitive battle. Big rivalry between the coaches. I understand there's no love lost between South's Bo Richter and CMH's Jeremy McLaughlin. So it's fun to see these two guys do their fighting on the hardwood with their players in a basketball competition. And can't wait as we watch the JV game wind down. Black Shirts are now 2-0 in tonight's ticket. And of course, the third ticket being the big one, we're really hopeful for our varsity Black Shirts to come in. The Black Shirts got back to their winning ways on December 20th, right before Christmas, thanks to a 24-point game effort by Tyron Cook and an overall great team effort against a really tough Waukesha West team led by Dominic Hill. Well, I think he had like 27, 28 points. He had a really big night. So, tonight, the players to look out for CMH are 2 6'3" seniors. One is Antoine Burns Jones, who I remember seeing last year from Riverview Grade School. And the other is Braden McLaughlin, the coach's son, I believe. So some big guys going to cause some big problems to Black Shirts. Connor, tell us more what you think about tonight's battle.
Well, I unfortunately had a left, right, before got really the score differential was that big, because when I left they were actually pretty close to being tied. I think Catholic Memorial was leading South by like a couple of points.
Oh, today you mean?
Yeah, like in the JV game, like in the first, like in the
it was
beginning
a
of the 2-point
CMH lead with about 5 minutes left in the half, and
and then when I came back, it was like a 30-point or 24-point differential. So I wouldn't actually know exactly what caused that. I think they probably just it was more of a little bit of what I saw in the beginning, which is just the turnovers, the constant turnovers.
South played great defense, and they took away a lot of second chances, which has been a problem for this program overall, a challenge like it is for many. And because Catholic made some great moves to the basket, they couldn't close, and thanks in part to some swarming defense, good clean defense. Didn't really get any major foul trouble.
Yeah.
And minimized a lot of the turnovers on offense. They played a really, solid, fluid game, distributed the ball well. Giovanni Perea, I have to say, really did a number at both in the paint and from the perimeter, but mostly from the perimeter offensively and even more so defensively. He was a menace. I got to give him some props. He really played well and really showed us something tonight that we think he is really capable of.
Yeah, very versatile.
Love to watch Zayas run the offense. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just about to say he was shooting real well, and then he was able to convert in the paint. So you always want to have a big man who can do both.
Yeah.
That's becoming the standard nowadays. So,
And kudos to the Generals, A.S. DeWalt. Great ball movement, great control of the great management of the offense, I should say. Joe Kost, Morgan Schwartz, the backcourt was really strong. And, the supporting staff, like I said, Tyson Teagues, also really solid. So we don't have point totals for this game or anything, but I got to say, we have a lot to look forward to when these guys get to varsity.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of prevailing, there was a prevailing attitude that once Darian and Daniel graduate, that this program would go back to its old ways. And I just, based on seeing how well the JV team's playing this year, and even the JV2 team, I think we got a lot to look forward to, especially if we can develop these juniors that are in the lineup now for varsity. So We'll see. But I think now would be a good time to take a quick break. Kelvin, let's go pay some bills here on the Blackshirt Radio Network. We'll be back with Blackshirt Basketball in just a moment.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Percent of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions, who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh, here we go. You can help me with this one?
Start it.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
They started from the bottom. Now they're the defending Classic 8 champions. Welcome to Waukesha South High School. I am your host, Southside Donnie Brown, joined by Connor Boston from Chicago. And it's another cross-town classic rivalry. This one even closer to home as the South Blackshirts take on the Canisius Crusaders of Catholic Memorial. Just further down the hill here, heading north. A great rivalry as both teams split last year. Great players doing battles, great traditions. The Crusaders have entered the court following the Blackshirts. Crusaders wearing the Indiana Hoosier pants, but instead of cream and crimson, it's the CMH gold and blue. white t-shirts. What's it say in the back there, Connor? It's multicolor.
Iron.
So iron two times. That's what they're all about. We see Coach Bo Richter on the floor in a rather sporty suit. How do you describe the pattern on that tie, Connor? Kind of some aquatic colors. Yeah, aquatic green.
Teal,
yeah.
Aquamarine.
A little aquamarine, yeah.
Yeah.
So
diagonal looking.
You know, if a pro football coach is still dressed like that, he could be like, that'd be like the Dolphins coach, you know? Miami Dolphins? That'll be the look, I think. Or Jacksonville Jaguars, maybe. But, yeah, expecting a great game here. Seeing the black shirts getting loosened up. What else do we have to report here, Connor? I mean, kind of a little bit of a lull. We have 13 minutes before tip-off. So, tell you what, let's go to another break. And we come back, we'll have a better idea of lineups and all the things as the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network continues.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School, and thanks for putting up with our informational difficulties as we are waiting on team rosters. And now we have them. I'll start with the South Black Shirts. Number 0 is your senior All-State 6'2 guard, Tyron Cook. Number 1 is your other All-State senior. He is your senior forward, 6'3, Tactayoga. Number 1. Number 2, Daniel Robinson, the other All-State senior guard, also standing 6'2, also a senior. Number 3 is senior 5'10 guard, Trey Duncan. Number 4 is 6'1 senior guard, Ethan Check. Number 5 is the 5'6 junior guard, Giovanni Rios Obera. Number 10 is the 6'3 junior guard, Brighton Stopp. Number 12 is the 6'3 junior forward, Evan Stout. Number 22 is the 6' senior guard, James Smith. Number 24 is the 5'11 junior guard, Charlie Morose. Number 30 is the 5'11 junior guard, Paul Segui Perez. And number 34, your 6'3 forward senior, Tommy Carinko. And I would believe for sure the starting lineups tonight would include the two All-State guards, Tyron Cook and Daniel Robinson, and the senior forward, Tommy Carinko. The rest has been a rotation involving Ethan Check, Charlie Morose, a little bit of Trey Duncan in there. And, we hope to see more players out here tonight in this Crosstown Classic. Connor, tell us about the Crusaders. Oh, no. Black Shirts coached by Bo Richter. Assistants are John Sakonis, Lee Montez, Andy Carinko, Austin Steck, and Ben Bodert. And our athletic director is Dan Schreier, and our principal is Maria D'Amato. Assistant principal is Liz Gould, Brian Graschick, and superintendent Dr. James Siebert. Connor, now for the Crusaders.
Starting out with number 0, senior 6'3", Antoine Burns. Number 1, Jack Riley, senior 6'7". Number 2, Kyle Kober. He's a 6'3 senior as well. Number 3, Braden McLaughlin. He's a 6'3 senior. Number 4, Kyle Gierich. 6'2", senior. Number 5, Sean Nicholas, 6'2", junior. Number 10, Sean Ladwig, 6'3", junior. Number 11, John Gierich, a 5'11", junior. Number 15, Luke Schreiber, a 5'10", junior. Number 22, Dylan Morawski, 6'2", senior. Number 23, Bennett McCormick, a 6'3", senior. Number 24, Charlie McQuestion, a 6'1", senior. Number 32, Jonah Scosser, 6'4", senior. Number 34, Joe Shatner, a 6'4", junior. And number 35, Ben Goodhier, a 6'6", senior. Head coach is Jeremy McLaughlin. Assistant coaches, Jack Shanu.
Right.
Sometimes these names just get to me.
Yeah, do what you can, Connor.
But Wes Ladwig and Matt Wachowski, and athletic director Matt Bergen, and their athletic trainer Marcus Toma.
Sure.
That's the Catholic Memorial.
Great.
Hey, and lineup.
I wanted to make one quick adjustment, Connor. Yeah. Is number 0, the star senior 6'3" forward. It's Antoine Burns Jones, hyphenated. I think you said Antoine Burns. So just we'll be calling his name a lot, so we'll have to get used to that. Want to communicate it to Blackshirt Nation and all other listeners. And so still plenty of time, about 7.5 before the starting lineups, national anthem and tip off. So let's use this opportunity, Calvin, to do our station identification here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, we're back. Waukesha South. As the bleachers start to fill up, student section definitely getting more populous. And it looks like pajama night may be the theme. A lot of fun patterns there. Not much of a student section yet for Catholic Memorial. We'll see. Maybe they'll walk in together, although I do see a lot of students and families over on the guest side here on the mostly parental old folks fan section here. We're sitting behind here, Connor. And, hey, special props again to Athletic Director Dan Schreier for providing us table, chair, space, and rosters. And props to Catholic Memorial, because one little item they add to their roster is the grade schools where these players came from, which you'll again be in a diocesan Catholic high school that draws from a big area. You know, mentioning those parishes, and from the looks of it, most of these kids went to Catholic grade schools, parish grade schools. So really nice touch there. Great marketing, a great way to call out the old neighborhood, if you will, the old parish. There was lots of time in this country in Catholic America where you're defined by the parish where you came from. That was home. That was your host nation. And Catholic Memorial now in the current age, you know, kind of embodies that on a larger scale, bringing a lot of these kids together, as well as a few public school kids. A couple of us, you know, Shanny Irish, they might throw some scholarships at and get us in, or give us a break on the tuition, if you know what I mean, Connor. So. That's right. You were at Catholic High School for a short time, weren't you, Connor? Down in Chi-Town?
In Chicago, yeah. I went to Catholic High School for a year.
Neat. Can I ask which one it was?
Yeah, it was Mount Carmel High School.
Mount Carmel, a legendary name. I know in high school football, I don't know how they are in basketball, but that's a big name in Chicago high school football. Mike Alstott, the legend, legendary running back from Purdue and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Was a Mount Carmel alum, perhaps one of their most notable. But back up here in Metro Milwaukee in our beautiful Waukesha, it's been some great bats. But our pleasure to see some great basketball as South starts its third and final leg of its inner city competitions, at least the first round. There'll be another round of games as West will come here and we'll travel to North to Catholic Memorial for the second games. Another thing I enjoy about the basketball season, very much like pro football, where you get to play conference opponents at least twice, home and away. One home, one away. And so, yeah, tonight has all the fixings for all the ingredients for a classic game. And I really can't wait to get started here. Just under 4 minutes. We saw Coach Wiltz, the varsity football coach, here earlier. We saw Coach John Stillman, the new varsity baseball coach and offensive coordinator for the varsity football team. I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Kevin McLean here. We have our strength coaches here as well. Thanks to Coach Matt Peterman, who plugs us in every day, reaching extraordinary heights to make sure we've got the juice we need to give you a quality broadcast, or what we hope is a quality broadcast. So just under, it's hitting near the 3 minute mark before warmups end and national anthem and starting lineups and tip off. So we're going to take a break now here on the Black Shirt Radio Network. As we, when we be back, we'll be almost ready to start the Black Shirts versus the Crusaders of Catholic Memorial. See you then.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.